This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to suggest to you that what you do with a gift the Lord has given you, get this, is give it back to Him. You got a talent? Give it back to Him. You've got an ability in your life? Give it back to Him. Render to Caesar. Give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, but give to God that which belongs to God. We could bring up that passage in 1 Corinthians, if we could. 3 again. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool, so that he may become wise. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight, as it is written. He catches the wise in their craftiness. Verse 20, and again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. The Lord wants to point out something through this passage to somebody today, that we put so much confidence in earthly wisdom and earthly skills and earthly ability that we forget about the dimension of the Lord working in our lives. 1963, Paul Schleicher writes this, my brothers and I went to St. Louis to spend 2 weeks with my grandmother Schleicher. While we were visiting that summer, she asked us to go to the St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. I was pretty excited about that, being 10 years old. She said, now before we go, we have to pick up this little old lady who is a friend of mine. As I thought about going to a Major League Baseball game with these two grandmother types, I was not too excited. But we dropped by this apartment complex and picked up a lady. She got in the front seat. My brothers and I rode in the back seat to Busch Stadium. The first thing I noticed is that we didn't park in the outlying parking areas. We drove right up to the stadium. A man in a blue uniform with a red stripe down his pant leg came over to our car. He opened both of the doors and let the five of us out. I thought to myself, this is improving. Then the next thing I noticed is we didn't go through the ticket line like everyone else. We went to a special door and a man there recognized us and let us in. Next, I noticed that we didn't walk up the ramp to find our seats like everyone else. Instead, we walked to a special elevator and found ourselves on the press level of the stadium. As we walked down the corridors past radio and TV announcers, we found ourselves sitting in the private box of the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I want you to understand that we were not sitting with the peasants. We were sitting in the private box of the general manager. The reason we were sitting in that box was that the little old lady that we picked up happened to be the mother of the general manager. Her name was Mrs. Devine, Bing Devine's mother. Everybody recognized her. They all gave us special treatment because of who she was. My point in telling this story is you're related to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are related to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Paul would go on to say in chapter 6, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. And the God who loves you more than you love yourself, more than you love your children, the God who loves you more than anything in this world is the one who cares for you. And that's the one you're connected to. You say, what's your point? My point is this. If I'm connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of the universe, everything belongs to Him. It's all His. Every talent you have, I'm not talking about your money, I'm talking about your life. Everything belongs to Him. And my bottom line is this, if everything belongs to Him, the most spiritual thing that a man or woman can do in this room today is say, Lord, everything you've given me, I give it to you.
Well, I want you to hear the conclusion on Cross Hope tomorrow. It's crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.